going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Midtown shooter Luigi Mangione arraigned today on federal charges of killing a healthcare CEO. Federal grand jury indicted him this month on 4 counts of murder in the death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. It's a case which prompted a huge social media reaction where people were actually donating hundreds of thousands of dollars to his defense fund, saying they don't celebrate the death of the CEO, but they wanted to make sure Mangione got a good lawyer. Many people saying they empathize with Mangione's disdain and frustration with the healthcare system in this country. Well, it'll eventually be up to a jury to decide if he went too far. And 1010 Winds reporter Juliet Papa at the courthouse where Luigi entered a plea today, leading our broadcast on this Friday. Jay?
That's right, Larry. And in fact, there were people lining up to get into this courtroom since 5 o'clock last night. That is the interest here. And we do see protesters outside here, but it is a quiet and smallish type of protest. But in court, there were no civilian clothes for Luigi Mangione this time around. He entered the federal courtroom in his prison-issue beige shirt and pants. He greeted his attorney, spoke very animatedly with them. Dozens of young women who had lined up to get inside since last night and even this morning, a very large courtroom, they were craning their necks to see him. But he did speak clearly and firmly when he said not guilty to the indictment. Now, these are federal murder and stalking charges that include the possibility of the death penalty. Meantime, at this hearing, Mangione's defense attorney told the judge that the government had been eavesdropping her word on her calls with her client. She believes it was one person. It might have been inadvertent, but she says she really needs to know that there is a secure line so she can talk to her client, the defendant. Now, the judge then said she was reminding all counsel about any public commentary that would affect the defendant's right to a fair trial. And she said that message should be conveyed to the new U.S. attorney here, Jay Clayton, and the U.S. Attorney General, Pam Bondi. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
All right, Juliet, our thanks to you for that. And we will check back with you, including a reaction from the people who've gathered outside the courthouse in support of this defendant. Stay with us. Oh, boy, you hear about George Soros today, the former congressman from Long Island. Oh, he got the book thrown at him today, and they say he left the courthouse crying his eyes out. This is the guy who lied about his life story and defrauding donors.
Voters cheered as former Congressman George Santos walked out of the federal courthouse after being sentenced to the maximum 87 months in prison or 7+ years. Santos sobbed, then put his head into his hands after hearing his sentence. The judge called him a liar. Nassau County DA Ann Donnelly called him a fraud.
Designer clothes were more important to him than following the rule of law.
This veteran says Santos stole $3,000 from a GoFundMe he set up to help his dog with cancer.
It's crocodile tears. He's not remorseful.
Santos will turn himself in on July 25th to begin serving his sentence. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Boy, what an episode from start to finish, right? Well, the National Park Service and the Aviator Sports and Event Center have reached a deal that'll keep things going at the location, including the sports fields, green meadows, farm, golf, you name it. It's a staple for a lot of families and youth sports leagues around here. The concession contract was supposed to expire April 14, but they managed to work out an extension. The indoor ice hockey and figure skating programs will continue as well. It'll be run by Chris Werstein at Aviator Hockey and Ice Figure Skating. That announcement came today from Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis. Back here, tie your shoestrings really tight in June, folks. Baby's first rave is coming to town, giving millennial parents and their mini-me's a chance to mix it up and spend a little bit more time.
DJ Lenny Pierce bringing his baby raves June 14th and 15th to Brooklyn, in fact. So you want your kids to burn off some energy? Here you go. Man, I may use that to set my alarm at 2:45 in the morning. So the Garbaccios think their grandson River could definitely be into this.
My grandson's probably not old enough for this, but he would probably like this when he's a little older. I've
never heard wheels on the bus at like 78 miles an hour.
I know.
Well, how about this instead? Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Okay, get that earworm out your ear. Boy, oh boy, good luck with that. Down in Texas, the great steak debate continues after Texas passes a law, listen to this, to ban the New York Strip steak. They want it renamed Texas Strip steak. So now you got a bunch of New York officials and restaurant leaders headed down to the Lone Star Capital to demand the repeal of that resolution, put an end to what they call culinary censorship. Jack Sinaja owns the Empire Steakhouse, and he says, what is wrong with these folks? Says the customers know better.
I think people, they're going to think twice, and they're going to be like, okay, let's leave it. Let's put it back to the original, whatever is the New York Strip. I forget about a Texas Strip.
The Strip steak was born in New York and made famous by Delmonico's and immortalized on menus across the globe. Now, they say, Texas wants to rewrite history again with the stroke of a pen. A fatal stabbing on a subway train in Lower Manhattan earlier today, and it happened right during the morning rush. Police say the 38-year-old victim was attacked on a southbound 5 in the Brooklyn Bridge City Hall subway station near Center Street about 8:30 this morning. A source telling police the victim and another person were fighting on the train before it spilled onto the platform. The man stabbed more than once on the train and then again after the train stopped. They rushed the victim to the hospital, but he couldn't be saved. The suspect ran out of the station. So far, they haven't arrested anybody.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.